Bringing the community together. It's coming home. It's coming home.
It's coming. Football's coming home. After the 4-0 win over Ukraine and Rome, the excitement level around the country was high after reacting two semi-finals in the last two tournaments.
England have not reached a final in a major tournament since the glory days of 1966.
The nerves were at a full-time high during the match against Denmark on Wednesday night at Wembley, especially after they scored an unbelievable free kick to make it 1-0.
England showed true passion and grit to make 1-1, and then to go on to win in extra time, making the entire country erupt and cheer.
The level of excitement and nerves around the country have not been this high for 55 years. The game against Italy on Sunday night will be the biggest and most important game for a generation.
We will be cheering on the mighty England and praying for a win.
Win or lose, we are all proud of this talented group of players and staff. They all made this country smile and believe again. Come on, England is coming home!
Golden opportunities.
And don't forget, this week, Mr. Jones and Mr. Woods will announce who has won the best Olympic tutoring decoration. They may have not won the World Cup, but your country may have won you a pizza party or a Nando's. Yes!
Young Mayor 2021. Young Mayor elections are taking place in October 2021. Don't miss your chance to create change in Tower Hamlets. Apply to become a candidate before Friday 16th of July. Visit www.towerhamlets.gov.uk/youngmayor for more information.
East End Summer School. East End Summer School is back for in-person delivery this summer, 26th of July to the 6th of August, for our most exciting programme to date. Calling all 12 to 17-year-olds in East London to sign up for our free, unique, interactive and high-quality summer school. These face-to-face sessions range from one-off one-day workshops to week-long courses covering subjects as diverse as incredible as our partners. From fashion to architecture and engineering to skateboarding and hip-hop dancing, you can find a full breakdown of the programme on the East End Summer School website. Applications close on Monday, 12th of July 2021. So what are you waiting for?
Your school, your voice.
Summer in Tower Hamlets. So what are you planning to do this summer? Let's find out.
Hi, my name is Issa and I'm from 7.2. I'm going to Malta with my family and cousins. Have a good summer, everyone.
I'm hoping to relax a lot, and I hope everyone else has an equally relaxing summer. Recharge your batteries, and I'll see you all in September.
This summer, I'm going to be going to Morocco with my mum and my sister, and we're going to be going to lots of beaches and pools to have lots of fun with my family.
Over the summer, I'm going to go back to Scotland, back to my native land. I'm going to go to the beach quite a lot with my kids, and yeah, just have a really relaxing time, recharge the batteries a bit.
A trip to Southend, and there's a fun fair there.
I'm trying to get away anywhere and everywhere. As soon as it's on the green list, I'm out.
I'm going to visit my parents in Scotland, just outside Glasgow. It's a place called Garra Hill.
Spending time with family and my nieces and nephews.
Hopefully I'll be relaxing in the sunshine, but probably I'll be watching a lot of TV.
Summer of SAS Activities Week.
Monday, 12th of July, Sports Day.
Tuesday, 13th of July, Key Stage 3 Enrichment Day students may wear PE kit.
Wednesday, 14th July, Year 7's Parents Evening.
Thursday, 15th July, SAS Fun Day.
This school year will end on Friday, 16th July at 11:15.
Reading for pleasure.
This summer, I recommend you listeners to read Harry Potter series starting at the beginning with the Philosopher's Stone. You will really enjoy it. Make sure you go to the library this week to collect your summer reads.
Animal Farm by George Orwell. It tells the story of a group of farm animals who revel against the human farmer, hoping to create a society where animals can be equal, free and happy. According to the author, it tells the story of the events leading up to the Russian Revolution in 1917. I would like to recommend this book to readers of all ages. However, it is more suitable for readers of an older age who are likely to understand the hints of communism and propaganda sprinkled throughout the novel.
Hello listeners, this summer I'll recommend you to read The Land of Stories. This is about twins that receive a storybook from the grandmother and they go inside into the fairy tale land. So the series of the books are very good and there are six altogether. So if you do read the books, I hope you enjoyed them as much as I did.
Performing platform.
Hi, my name is Ryan from 7.3, and this is my park monologue for A Midsummer Night's Dream for our Year 7 drama assessment. If we shadows have offended, think but this and all is mended, that you have but slumbered here, whilst these visions did appear, and this weak and idle theme, no more yielding but a dream. So good night unto you all. Give me your hand if we be friends, and Robin shall restore amends.
Culture, culture.
Each year, on the 4th of July, millions of Americans all over the world celebrate Independence Day. The occasion is normally marked by lots of parades, concerts, fireworks, and food-filled celebrations with friends and family. Offices and schools are closed for the day so people can join in with the festivities. So what is Independence Day? Independence Day in America marks the date back in 1776 when Americans broke away from being ruled by the British, who had been on the continent since the 16th century. In June 1776, a group called the Colonies' Second Continental Congress put together a document to finally cut ties with Great Britain. This document, which we call the Declaration of Independence, was sent around all over the world the very next day. Now, Independence Day in the U.S. is celebrated as the birth date of the nation, as we know it is today.
Not only is it the USA who are celebrating Independence Day, this year marks 50 years since Bangladesh was established as an independent nation after a traumatic civil war, the Bangladeshi War. At the turn of the 1970s, as war loomed back home, Bengali communities across the UK lobbied and protested in the support of independent struggle. A strengthened, buoyant community identity was forged, and a powerful anti-fascist and anti-racist resistant movement was born. Brick Lane was established at the heart of Bangladesh, and from the most famous curry houses to the cultural and economic contribution of the Bangladeshi community has helped to shape the East End, and we want this rich history to pass on to future generations. Here in Tower Hamlets, our community is strong. Diversity is one of our greatest strengths, and we are proud of that role that Bangladeshi community plays in making our borough such a vibrant and exciting place. Enjoy the summer activities celebrating 50 years of Bangladesh.
Music Meister,
Tarskia 9.7. Manny 9.5.
Young Kum gave you this one.
Hello, I'm Kaysan from 7.7 and I'm here with Ishan and Jibril.
My education has been good because we've done a variety of lessons and very nice drama and PE.
When you were doing lockdown learning, how was it?
I liked it since the lessons were fun. I like my phone because they're very active and enthusiastic.
Our phone's like very funny and it's amazing.
What are you guys learning at the moment?
We are learning in drama much to do about nothing and it's very fun.
In PE, we're doing inter-form sports, which is like a variety of sports versus like with forms versus another form.
What are you looking forward to next year, Kaysan?
The cooking lessons, because I like cooking. I want to learn how to like cook new things.
Shout out!
Who will you shout out for?
I'm going to give a shout out to Johan for being my friend this whole year and keeping me going through this whole year.
I'm doing a shout out to Miss Hussain, my form tutor, who's really kind and nice.
I'm going to give a shout out to Mr. Alam, the BPO, because he's a nice guy. Whenever I'm upset with things, he gives me advice.
Shout out to Miss Mumin for teaching us GCSE level English and poetry at year 9.
This is a shout out for Maya because she's a really good friend.
Shout out to Miss Akta and Mr. Mumin for teaching us some GCSE level science so that we can be ready for year 10.
She's always there for me when I need her.
This is a shout out for Samira because she's my best friend and she's so funny.
This is a shout out for Nasebo because she's always there when I need her.
Thank you to our loyal listeners of SAS Radio. As we take a break for the summer to relax and enjoy time with friends and family, we look forward to begin with you again in September.
Have a great summer!
Thank you for listening to
Stepney All Saints Radio,
bringing the community together.